Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago police will not be able to enact so-called snap curfews. Mayor Brandon Johnson had vetoed that ordinance. It was passed earlier by the city council. And then today, Alders failed to get enough votes to override the mayor's veto. The snap curfew would have allowed the police superintendent to declare three-hour-long curfews anywhere in the city with only 30 minutes notice. The mother of a 13-year-old girl is suing Chicago Public Schools, accusing the district of allowing her daughter to be subjected to race-based bullying, sexual harassment, and sexual abuse. My colleague Sarah Karp reports attorney Lawrence Disparti says the girl was the only Black student in her class at Wildwood IB Academy on the city's northwest side. She was singled out. She was called names, including fat, ugly, a whore.
The school officials minimized, obfuscated, and covered up what was going on to Jenny's mother, to the point where she had to press and press and press to find out the truth of what was happening at this school.
The lawsuit is seeking monetary damages and for the district to agree to systemic reforms. The district says it doesn't comment on pending litigation. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza is not seeking re-election, but is leaving the door open to run for mayor of Chicago in 2027. Mendoza has served three terms as the state's chief fiscal officer, paying the state's bills and managing a rainy day fund. She says being comptroller was the hardest job she's had, but she's now considering her next biggest challenge.
I don't think any challenge is too big. Certainly, I'd love to see the city succeeding right now instead of failing. I would love that. And I have reached out on many occasions, not just to this administration in the city, but the prior one, offering help, and, you know, they don't take it.
Mendoza didn't outright say she'd run for Chicago mayor, but has been highly critical of incumbent mayor Brandon Johnson. And the Chicago Blackhawks will open the regular season in October against the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. The Hawks announcing their regular season schedule today, and this will mark the team's eighth consecutive year playing their opener on the road. The other big highlight in the schedule comes January 19th when former Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews returns to Chicago with his current team, the Winnipeg Jets. You're listening to The Rundown. When you're driving through Chicago, are small neighborhood traffic circles slowing you down at all? Our Curious City team digs into who thought that was a good idea and why Chicago has them.
Hi there, I'm Sean Ali. Curious City questioners ask many questions about streets, but they're not motivated by road rage. Let's call it road curiosity. Take Chicagoan Ray Daniels.
When I used to go to work, I used to drive south every day on Francisco and go through these traffic circles.
We're at Rasher and Francisco on the northwest side, and Ray is pointing at a neighborhood traffic circle. It's a big concrete circle rising from the intersection. You see them on many Chicago streets, not busy commercial streets, just residential ones, like on Ray's route.
When you navigate four of them a day, you have a little time to think about them.
And what were you thinking about them?
And I was thinking, these are pretty worthless.
I mean, worthless if you're in a hurry. They slow you down because to get through the intersection legally, you go counterclockwise to the right. If you go straight through, you hit the circle, and your muffler could pay a price.
Where did these things come from? Who had this bright idea? When? And why did they put them in here?
Whoa, a triple-barreled question. Where did they come from? Whose idea? And why? Well, the why behind Chicago's miniature traffic circles is they slow you down. That helps you see pedestrians, and your car won't barrel into another car in the intersection. Slower cars save lives. Simple enough. As for the who behind the traffic circle in Chicago, that's former alderperson Mary Ann Smith, and her backstory also answers where from. See, Smith spent 22 years in office posing a hard question, not just to her ward, but to the whole city. This interview clip from the Street Film's YouTube channel sums it up.
Is the infrastructure going to serve the pedestrian as well as the automobile, or is our pedestrian infrastructure going to continue to be shaved down so that more vehicles can move as fast as they want?
Marianne Smith died in 2024, so she can't tell the story herself. I do have help, though.
Greg Harris. I was her chief of staff.
Harris paints the picture. It's the early 90s. Smith's ward is the 48th. It's on the north side, right along Lakeshore Drive. Traffic backs up on the drive and at big exits, so drivers cut through Edgewater side streets. They terrorize seniors in crosswalks, and they hit and kill some pedestrians and bikers. Smith needs a solution. She figures more tickets won't help, and Chicago doesn't have many pedestrian safety options. She'll have to import them. So she hits conferences, and she consults residents who've traveled the world and seen safer streets. She weighs fix-its from Scandinavia, Seattle, and beyond. Options like curb extensions, speed bumps, and yeah, neighborhood traffic circles.
And she said, why can't we have these in our neighborhood if they'll make it nicer and safer?
It's now 1994, and Smith announces she'll pilot circles in the ward. Harris says residents have questions.
What about a school bus? Is it going to be able to navigate this radius and get there to pick up the kids for school? And snowplows. Now, how is the snowplow going to deal with this new item?
And fire trucks, of course. But the transportation department gives the okay, and in 1995, the ward gets 5 miniature traffic circles. A win, right? Well, Harris says some drivers struggle.
They've been down the street like 100 times. They were not expecting a traffic circle to be there. So we had people plowing into them on a fairly regular basis.
Eventually, opposition quiets and the circles stay. Well, they didn't just stay in the 48th Ward. Questioner Ray Daniels can tell you that. In fact, there are at least 250 of them, and they're in every corner of the city. Here's how that happened. Chicago's transportation department built some, mostly for bike and pedestrian way projects. But it's actually Alder people who built most of them. That's because Alders could pay for circles on their own through their ward's discretionary budgets. So if you ask your Alder for a circle, they'll check with the transportation department. And if there is no issue, that's that. No fight over City Hall funds. After spending decades installing bike lanes, curb extensions, and traffic circles, the city's kind of remaking itself along the lines of what Marianne Smith wanted.
Altering the infrastructure to, as we say, create an even playing field, to force traffic to behave in a more civilized manner is the way that it has to go.
I hit Ray Daniels, our questioner, with the results. Ray likes that Alder people created most traffic circles. He says that's a good political process in his book. But some neighborhoods just pile on.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, okay, now I feel like I'm driving like motocross or something. It's like I got a speed bump, and I gotta go around the traffic circle. And another speed bump, and oh, there's a traffic light ahead. Like, ooh, this is an adventure driving in Chicago.
Yeah, it can feel that way, maybe. It's an adventure that's gotten a bit slower, but hopefully safer than it would be otherwise. For Curious City, I'm Sean Ali.
Whether we have bad air quality today, it is an air quality alert until midnight on this Air Pollution Action Day. A sunny, breezy, hot, and humid day. You might see some scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon and this evening. Today's high in the low 90s. The heat index could be up near 100. Tonight, that chance of showers, a low near 70. And much cooler, more comfortable on Thursday. Cloudy skies, a high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.